Hol Rosh Mamma Bays, the Ramaskal Manole, the Batar, Chayav Pazok and Rabbanan. So the Mor says that, so how do we know that the Isser by Zokain, Zokon, is simply referring to Tar. So it says, Losashis Pasakonech, Gabi Yisok Sif. So we have the din of Giluach, which means it has to be the normal process, and we have the pasuk of Losashkis that it has to be Hashkosa. If you know, we sell me a dolly, we pass, but Miss Brian, Loy Mikri Hashkosa, the ain't Hassan Nito Mikra. Yachal Afi Malakit, we're hitting the Shamashkisim Hazokan Mikori. It takes it out from the roots or by the roots. Tamalala Yigalechu Bahai Lamikri Giluach. Vidilma Philolita Malakir Hitni Mitzaka of it. Okay, as the Mora says, so now let's go back to the Mitzara. Maybe in the Mitzara there's multiple options. If he takes it Malakir to Hitni, he's Makayim the Mitzvah. But in the Kiddush of the Pasuk is that you're allowed to use Dutar also. Mekayim mitzvah taglachas mitzara. B'zekana also latrinim dafila b'tar shuhmuzer ba'alma mishum hashchasa zakon b'mitzara loy mechayev aleha. So the pasuk is saying that even though you can fulfill the mitzvah with malakir rehitni, you have the option of tar also, and that normally tar is usher, but over here tar is going to be mutter because of the extra pasuk of. The pasuk says, "Veistes zekono." So Mor says that can't be. So Zot the Rosh Amri, Isur Daitoch. If that would be true,
my
Isur Alved b'Malakir to b'Hitni Shapar Domi. If that Malakir b'Hitni are a valid option, so what's the pasuk coming to tell me? And the whole purpose of the pasuk is to tell me that the essay of the mitzara cutting his hair is the lois essay of cutting the beard. I don't need a pasuk for that. Why? Because I have a kalva chomer. The nazar, becoming a nazar, is called an avera. The filo nazar tor, even a nazar who did not become tamei, is still called a chayte. Can refer as perakam and then adorim the kinyan the rishoyim nazar ben nazar. That the act of becoming a nazar is there's an element of rishus in it. That's one shot. V'yesh beforshim ben the nazar tamei yolov shigam taglata betar de lakamon. Bishmaitin, the Gemara says that the Nazir Tomei cuts his hair also with a tar. And Nazir Tomei, the Torah says explicitly that he's called Asher Chota Al Nafesh. So is that possibly referring to the Nazir Tomei where it's written, or even the Nazir Torah? That's a discussion. But there's definitely a Nazir who's a Chote, who's, even though he's a Chote, we're going to allow him to cut his hair bitar, and we're going to say esed echolosa set. Taglata ba'al yaday iser the filahachi mechayim the galach rosha bitar. He's cutting his hair of his head with a razor. Vedochi lav the hakafa, and the assay of the nazir cutting his hair is doicha the loisa say. Of the person cutting his payas. So we'll see later on. There's a discussion whether the kafas kol rosh is called hakaf or not. Whether if a person cuts off all of his hair and the payas as well, is that the issur of cutting the payas? Maybe this payas is only if you leave the hair and you cut the payas. So right now we're assuming that's a problem. So the essay of the nazir cutting his hair is derech loisa essay of cutting the payas, and it works. So over here by mitzara, the mitzvah of it, shein shum iser b'taglachas mitzara. There was no avera involved in the mitzara cutting his, becoming a mitzara and now cutting his hair. So lo koshke in the taglachas mitzara titcha lav the shchasa zaken. So the dasei of cutting the hair of the mitzara is loch the lois dasei of cutting the beard. So esed loch lois dasei. I don't need a pasuk for that. So what's the pasuk teaching me? See, if Bishnah would tell me, it's teaching me that it must be done with a razor. I understand I need the pasuk. But now that you're suggesting I don't have to do it with a razor. So the purpose of the pasuk is only to ask the chalosha say, I don't need a pasuk for that either. So what's the pasuk for? Now it's like to Rosh, I have a pirka on this limud. Nazir, the only option is cutting with a tar, and that's the iser. Whereas over here, you're telling me that using a malakat or a hitni is works. So maybe you don't. Maybe if you have another option, es is not dechalosa say. So right now, the more right at this step, and the more is not differentiating. That's the next step of the Gemara. The Vesu isodaitoch iavid berenakar hitni mitzvah kaavid. If there's an option of using a malakar or hitni, midloy ksiv tar, because it doesn't say that it's simply a razor, then ki resh lakish, we should apply resh lakish as a rule. Karmi ilav ikar mitzvah betar. If that's true, that the tar is not required, so then the tar would not be darcha the iser of cutting the beard. Because then we have the Rish Lakish's rule. The young the Umar Kalmakum Shatam Moitza Ase Balos Ase. Imata Yochel Lakayim Shneim Motov. If it's possible to find a way to do that, to fulfill the Ase without being over the Los Ase. Good. So the only time I say is if we have no other option. So if you're telling me that the mitzvah can cut his hair, cut his beard with malakit or a hitni or a tar, but the issur of cutting the beard is only with a tar, so you would not be allowed to do it with a tar because you can use a malakit or a hitni. So the pasuk, which is of his kanur, what's it telling me? It must be telling me that the only option to use it to cut the beard for the mitzvah is with a tar, and the iser is cutting with a tar, and the pasuk is telling me esed chalosa say because you need a tar. Ela al korach min iser is kanur loymer the dochi yevshel kai mitzvah taglachas mitzvah ela b'mitzvah. From the virtue of the fact that the Torah is telling me that it's doicha, is indicative of the fact that the only option of how to do it is with a tar, and therefore you have to come out. That's what the Chalos says. Say. Okay, so we're holding the Gemara. Holding more Mimalef and Aleph in Rabbi Eliezer. So more made a thought process like this. According to the Mishnah says in Makkos that the issur of cutting the beard, according to Eliezer, applies even if he does it with a malakit or a hitni. According to Rabbanan, the issur of cutting a beard only applies if he does it with a razor. We pass like the Rabbanan. So according to the Rabbanan, the only way that the person has the iser of cutting a beard is if he cuts it with a razor. The Torah is saying by the mitzara, esekano, to tell me that he's allowed to cut, he's allowed his mukhiv to cut his beard. So the Morris is according to the Bonan that the only time there's an Isser is with a razor, and the Torah is saying, oh, you should know, this is Pesach, the Pesach tell me that it's Mutzah by Mitzorah, it must be by Mitzorah, you require a razor. Because you don't require a razor, what are you puzzling for? So cut it with other things which are not necessary. By Mitzorah, there's, you can do it anyway. The Vera doesn't apply if you do it the other ways, so do it the other ways, and hey, you have no Vera, so what are you puzzling for? The pasuk, if the fact you need the pasuk indicates that the only option by mitzvah is with a razor, and we know there's an avera with the razor, so you say, avera, the mitzvah is with the razor, the avera is with the razor. So what do we do? Pasuk says do it anyway. Currently, Yezer, that whatever you do, there's an issue of cutting the beard. So I don't know how you do mitzvah. Whatever you do mitzvah, you need a pasuk to tell me that it's mutter, because any way that you take off the beard is also deraisa. By mitzvah, the Torah is telling me that even though it's mutter, but which way you do my mitzvah, I don't know. So I don't know by mitzvah that there's a requirement of using a razor for the mitzvah. So Karnab Elazar, so the Gemara says, Enochanami, that you don't have a pasuk by mitzvah, and you're going to learn mitzvah from the matzah. That was the second brisa. But at the end of the day, the more it comes out, we have no matzah. The matzah will not teach you mitzvah, because the two sources of the matzah are Nazir and Leviim, and they have in common that there's no Karbana Bedalis. Mitzvah does bring Karbana Bedalis. He could bring a cheaper version of the Korban. So maybe there's no requirement of Tar by Mitzvah. So we understand the Bryce, which says that we need to learn from Matzah as a Bliyazer. But at the end of the day, the Bryce says we have no Matzah. So how do we know by Mitzvah, according to Bliyazer, you need Tar? So my time of. So we're left with this question: how do we know that the Mitzvah, when he cuts his hair off his head and his beard, that it has to be done with a tar? So my time over here is along the lines of Minole. Okay. Yolof Mirosha. So that same pasuk of that. By Mitzvah, B'hoi B'yamashii Shvi, Yigalach is called Saroi. He says, so already said, remove all of the hair. Then it says, Esrashoi, Vastakono, Meskabosinov. So the word Rosho is extra. So we were darshing till now the word Vastakono. Now we're looking at the word Rosho. Titania. Rosha ma tamalimber. What's the chiddush of the pasuk of Rosha? What do you need it for? It says the nazir removes all of his hair. It says yigalach is called saroi. So obviously that includes the hair of his head. Okay. Fishanemer gabi nazir tar lo yavra al roshoi. If a person who's a nazir has an issue of removing his hair with a tar. Yachol af nazir mitzara kain. So now this nazir came in mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah to remove his hair, so but I'm sorry, you can't, because the Torah says you can't. Tamalim roshoy, the actual word rosh, tell me that the asay of the mitzvah cutting his hair is darker the lois asay of a nazir cutting his hair. Now, by the nazir, the isser is only with a tar. Now, that was a chalukah before. So Eliezer is going to have to assume, or assuming Eliezer that he holds that Benoza, this is only with a tar. Okay. And now I'm by Mitzvah, and I don't know how you cut the hair by Mitzvah. So let's say that the option of cutting the hair by Mitzvah is, it can be done, the mitzvah of cutting the hair can be fulfilled not with a razor. So what's the problem? Nazir is only also with a razor. Mitzvah, you can fill the mitzvah other ways. So what are you pausing for? The LMI must be that the mitzvah by mitzvah is only with a razor. So now I have a problem. By mitzvah, there's an issue to cut with a razor. By mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to cut with a razor. So what do I do? So I'm not sure. Comes the pasuk rosho and says, you do it anyway. So the fact you need the pasuk rosho indicates that the only way by the mitzvah they can fulfill the mitzvah is with a razor. So that's how I know by mitzvah that there's a requirement of a razor. The Morris says, Mimai. So this is the same Gemara we had before. How do you know? Dilma loyal my feel looked to be malakar hitni mitzakov. Maybe by mitzara he can remove the hair with a malakar or a hitni with the tweezers or with a plane and he'll fulfill the mitzvah. Okay. Okay, so then what's the pasuk rosh for? By nazir, it's only asur with a razor. We're going somewhere right now. By mitzvah, you can fulfill it other ways. So do it other ways. So the pasuk come and tell me. The more suggests, remember that feel of a tar. The chiddush of the pasuk is that tar is allowed. So now the minute keep it whole, we got me nazar ki abe betar mechayiv, a nazar who's the mitzvah. A regular nazar can't cut his hair with the tar. So got mitzvah nami, even if he comes to mitzvah also lechayiv, he should still have an avera to cut his hair with a tar. Kamash v'lan. That the pasuk is telling me that is that tar is mutter. To know that that's not a problem, that's not an avera. He's allowed to cut his hair with a tar, even though it's not required, but it's an option. That's the kiddush of the pasuk. Somewhere says no. That if that's true, that you have other options of how to cut, the tar can cut his hair. The pasuk cannot be telling me that tar is also mutter, because then you get into Reish Lakish's rule. You only say as a chaloisa say when you have to, but if you can, the veira by mitzvah is only with a razor. You can fill the mitzvah by mitzvah with a rehitni. So use a rehitni. Don't use a razor. So the more like this, Israel daitov ki over melakas rehitni mitzvah of it. If you're really willing to contemplate that you'll fulfill the mitzvah with a melakas or rehitni. I mean, like Siv Tar, because the Torah does not say Tar explicitly. So then, Kiresh Lakish, we have Resh Lakish's rule. So it comes out from the head of the Torah has the right Rosho to tell me that it's Doicha. It means that you're in a situation where you have no other option other than to be Doicha. Well, we know by Nosha the Ver is only with the Tar. So it must be by Mitzurah that the Mitzah is with the Tar. And that's why the Torah has to write a post to tell me that it's doicha the Yisr. Okay. Zog the Rosh. V'yazim my time. V'hechi yoliv to glachas mitzara b'tar. How does he know that the mitzara who cuts his hair has to use a razor? Te'amid is a kono l'motzi li melef. According to Eliezer, you cannot learn from the words kano, cutting his beard. Because according to Eliezer, the veir of cutting the beard is even not with a razor. So whatever way the mitzvah is going to do it, he's going to have an veir. So I need a pasuk to tell me that's mutter. I don't know you need a, you know, I don't know you need a razor. The hashkos is zakan shaycha af b'sharm avir according to Eliezer. Other ways to remove it. Okay. Rosh Hashanah. Me'arkad exceed b'mitzara kol saroi mahutzuch lifroit rosh. It turns out already a cloud. Remove all of his hair. Then it says the hair of the head. That's included already. It's extra. Yochalaf bin Nazir mitzara kain lo yigaleach rosh. So I would think by Nazir who becomes a mitzara, you cannot cut his hair. Tamalama Rosha, the actual word Rosha, tell me you could.
Rabbi, does Gemara then explain how you, the Nazir who's also supposed to have to wait an extra 30 days at the end?
Well, I have to wait because he has to have a growth of 30 days.
Right, so it's...
Right, well, that's already, you know, and then it's already given by now. Okay, so therefore the extra word Rosha tells me that he could, even though he's a Nazir and he has a mitzvah of cutting with a razor, he has a mitzvah by the mitzvah to cut with a razor. The Kamon Reish Perak Shnei Nazirim Dayek Tamura Amai Loy Mukminin Rosh the Mitri Lav the covers Rosh Kolodim Less Be Elo Lav Greater Menole Lukmi Benozer the Ika Shnei Lavi. So the Rosh, we have in front of us two different potential avers. We have the aver of removing the payas. That's an asay. That's a lois asay. So the pasuk of Rosh Hashanah is coming to tell me that the mitzvah of the mitzvah cutting his hair overrides the aver of cutting the payas. We have a case of a nazir. The mitzvah of mitzvah overrides the aver of cutting the nazir's hair. If I could say the pasuk coming for one, maybe the other one is Asur. So, well, why should I think so? Because by Nazir, the Torah stresses the Isser of cutting the hair more than once. So maybe I only write the Mechadish the lesser Kiddush. So the Torah says that a Mitzara cuts his hair even though he's cutting the pace. But that Mitzara should cut his hair when he's a Nazir. Where you have the Isser of Payas and the Isser of Nazir, maybe it's not Mutter. So that's the more Kash later on. So, but the more it says that but we're somewhere right now that it's the Pasuk is being Matter case of a Nazir. So,
being Matter case.
Yeah, and once I know that the Isser of Nazir is only with Tar, so then the Mitzvah of Nazir has to be only with the Tar. That which is, you need the Pasuk of Rosh to tell me that the Mitzvah of Nazir overrides the Veir of Nazir. And that's what the Pasuk is teaching me. Alma Taglach is Mitzvah of Dafka Bitar. So there must be that the mitzvah of Mitzvah is with a razor. The vera of Nazir is with a razor. And I need a pasuk to tell me that the essay is like this. Lezer Lord Bo Mechaya ben Nazir b'sharm avir. Lezer doesn't hold other types of removal are in a vera by Nazir. The mystery, I feel a tar, Imirtim, Morris says, no, maybe he's going to tell me that tar is an option. But you can fulfill the mitzvah other ways as well. And therefore, I would think, Mitzvah Nami Mikhayev Imhu Nazir, the Isser of Nazir should apply even to Mitzvah. The pastor told me, no, it doesn't apply. It's mutter. Not that it's necessary, because you have other options. Morris says, that can't be. Shani im Isa, Dein Taglachas, Mitzvah Dafka Batar. If that would be true, that by Mitzvah, a razor is not required, then Lodachi wouldn't be Dacha. Kimon the Epshalim, Mimalaki, Rehitni, Lakaim Shneim, Kirish Lakish. If you have a way to fulfill the mitzvah of Mitzvah, cutting his hair, without being Dacha the Lois Asay, you can't be Dacha the Lois Asay. That's Rehit Lakish's rule. So if the Pasuk tells me that you're Dacha the Lois Asay of razor, it must be that's the only option. Okay. Zot Gemara, Rabbanan High Rosho, my Dorshi Bay. So we have, according to the Rabbanan, we learn Zakano teaches me that the Mitzvah's mitzvah to cut his hair is with a razor. And I know, and Zakano teaches me, yes, the Galois I say. So what do you need Rosh for? The Mor says, my Darshi Bay, me borrow the mitzvah lav da kafa. They tell me that the essay of cutting the hair overrides the issur of cutting payas. The Tanya, lo sekiva pas roshkem, yochel af mitzara kain. Tamalam Rosha. So the pasuk Rosha tells me that the essay of cutting the mitzara is here overrides the bear of cutting a payas. The Mor says, I don't get it. The table name is Conway. Esther the Galois say, once it told me by the beard, the Esther the Galois say, the essay of the Mitzvah overrides the Galois say of the beard. So the same thought process that tells me that the essay is the Galois say of the hair. So I don't need a special puzzle to tell me the hair is Mutter. The Tanya is called about Tamalarm. The Fishinemar, Paskin, what you got there? Yohalaf Matsarak, and Tamalarm is called. So, Lomeli the Mitzvah of Rosh, well, Lomeli the Mitzvah is called. Why do we need two psukim to tell you a heter that the Mitzvah of Matsara overrides the bearer of the beard and the bearer of the hair? Obviously. Once you know one, I understand. That's the whole lesson to say, and that's it. What are you both for? So, where says three? The Kasav Rachmana is Kanoi, Veloi Kasav Rosho. If the Torah did not write Rosho, I would have thought that the Matsara has no Avera of cutting his hair of the head. Why? Because Havamina, Hakob is called Rosh, Loishma Hakafa. Cutting off all of the hair is not the Isser. The Isser is making a circle. The word Hakafa is a circle. So what's the circle? So if a person leaves the hair of his head, starts, but that removes the hair of the payas, so then it's like a circle. It goes from the forehead to above the ear in a straight line. So it's a circle around the head. If he takes up all of his hair, there's no circle. So covers color rosh loish ma'akafa. So if a person would cut off all of the hair of the head, I would think it's not an aveira. So the pasuk rosh tells me no, it is an aveira, but it's mutter anyway. So I mean, I need the pasuk rosh not so much to tell me the heter, because the heter I can learn out from the beard. I need the pasuk tell me that you need a heter, that's an aveira. So I'm learning out the how the aveira of payas works from the pasuk by mitzara that tell me that it's mutter, which without the pasuk I would thought it's mutter because I would have misunderstood the aveira. Because of a mutter rosh, the cause of rosh, several causes call it. Okay, so just write Rosho, and what about beards? Havamina mashma tarti. That's also as a mezechal as lois hasay. Mashma the kabbas kol rosh shma kofa. Akati b'tarmenolon lots of kasa rachmana skana. I would be confused. I would say, listen, I can see from the pasuk that you tell me as lois hasay. I see from the pasuk that obviously it must be the veira a kabbas kol rosh is called a kofa. But it has to be done with a razor. I don't know, because by a beard there's a lock of razor. By the pay is no done of a razor. So even if a person cuts the payas with the scissors, he's over the veira. So maybe the mitzvah cuts his hair with the scissors. So I don't know that it has to be that the mitzvah's mitzvah is dafka with a razor. Once they get to the beard, which the veira is dafka with a razor, according to the Rabbanan. So therefore, I want to know. So you tell me that the mitzvah of the mitzvah overrides the veira of the beard. If mitzvah doesn't require a razor, there's no override. Remove the hair of the mitzvah other ways. The Torah is telling me that it's mutter must be that the mitzvah of the mitzvah is only with a razor, and the veira of the beard is with a razor, and it's doicha. So I know that there's a requirement by the mitzvah that he has to be with a razor.